We're live. It's Sunday, July 7th, 2024. Huge developments here and across the planet. Stay with us. Tell everybody you know. Tune in now. You are the resistance.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
I think Mr. Nixon is an effective leader of his party. I hope he would grant me the same. The question before us is, which point of view and which party do we want to lead the United States?
Mr. Nixon, would you like to comment on that statement?
I don't know.
Who am I? Why am I here?
There is no question but that this nation cannot stand still because we are in a deadly competition. A competition not only with the men in the Kremlin, but the men in Peking. As Senator Kennedy, I think, is implied. But when you're in a race, the only way to stay ahead is to move ahead.
First of all, Rand Paul shouldn't even be on this stage.
But Governor Reagan, again, typically is against such a proposal.
Governor, there you go again.
I am not sitting in the United States Senate with, by the way, the worst voting record there is. Today.
You know, I wasn't going to say this at all, but I can't help it. There you go again.
Your brother and your brother's administration gave us Barack Obama because it was such a disaster those last 3 months that Abraham Lincoln couldn't have been elected.
Mr. Green, if you turn on my phone, you ask for me, you would. I am paying for that microphone, Mr. Green.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit, for political purposes, my opponent's youth and inexperience.
From everything I see, has no respect for this person.
Well, that's because he'd rather have a puppet as president of the United States.
No puppet.
And it's pretty clear.
You're the puppet.
It's pretty. My Social Security payroll contribution will go up, as will Donald's, assuming he can't figure out how to get out of it. But what we want to do is to replenish the Social Security Trust Fund.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
I have returned after 3 days off with the family, recharged and ready for war. It's an info war, and humanity is beginning to turn the tide. But the globalists have a lot of tricks up their sleeves. If we're aware of those tricks, we can beat them. If we're not, they'll win, we'll lose, and hell on earth will follow. It's Sunday, July 7th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Well, we're going to be here for 4 hours. I'm here for two. Chase Geyser is in for two after that. And we have got a ton to cover. He's got all the angles he wants to go at. I've got the angles I'm about to go at. He's in his office right through that wall right there, beavering away, getting ready to do an amazing job like he did last Sunday. What a great show he did. I just want to point that out, people that had missed it. I'm sure he'll do it again tonight, so be sure and tune in after I leave here in about, exactly 1 hour and 55 minutes from now, 56 minutes from now. Okay, we're going to go to break. People ask why I have a quick five-minute segment, and then I go to break for a minute. We're still on things called radio stations for all the folks out there on X, over 300 of them, and all the folks watching at InfoWars.com/show. So a lot of stations join us at 6 after, so we do this first five for people online, for everybody else on radio stations. The show kicks off in T-minus 60 seconds. Remember, the way you override the AI and the sensors is taking the live links or telling folks about the local stations you're listening to. It's an info war, and you are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. Stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We are live broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas. It's Sunday, July 7th, 2024. We are 120 days, 7 hours, 52 minutes, 57 seconds. The most important election in world history. All right, folks, I'm going to give everybody, from my perspective, a 35,000-foot view. Then we're going to zoom in at point-blank range on the ground and break it all down, what's happening here in America and around the world. But the first thing I want to talk about this evening is the big picture. I want to just be 100% clear. If we study the technocrats, the globalists, the mad scientists that President Eisenhower in 1961, in his farewell address in late January, gave, it's a 21-minute speech. I've aired it many times, but not in years. We should air it again maybe next week or the week coming up and break it down. It takes about an hour to start and stop it. So important, because he was in control of all the R&D, the nuclear weapons, everything. He was actually a president in full command. And he said, look, there is a technological scientific elite trying to take full control of the U.S. and all research, and it's going to create a monopoly over everybody's minds and over the military and over society. So they call it the military-industrial complex speech, but it should have been the warning of the mad scientist takeover speech. But if you know what they're doing and you know what the top 100 corporations are doing or so, and you actually read what they write and what they plan and what they do, you can read white papers the globalists put out in the 50s, 60s, 70s. They've done it all. And the stuff they talked about in the 80s, they've gotten basically all done. So that's why I can get on air and say, they're going to release a virus, and then they're going to create fear and make you wear masks and lock you in your houses. And the first virus won't kill that many people. It'll just be a drill and a test. But then the shot they give you will actually be what slowly kills you and sterilizes you. And then they're going to release an even more deadly virus and have an even bigger response. People watch those videos from 15 years ago. They've got hundreds of millions of views on X alone. And they say, how the hell does this guy know all this? And again, it's not about me knowing it. It's about you understanding why I know it, because you can know it too. So once you start actually reading the globalist own admissions, they act like we're animals and can't read. And I get it. Most of the public is just out having fun, go to the movies, go to Top Golf, you know, grill. Believe me, I want to go to Top Golf and I want to grill and I want to go to movies and you know, believe me, I want to go scuba diving right now. I sneak in about once a year. I used to do it like every 3 months. You just go deep sea fishing 3 or 4 times a year. Do it every 2 years now. Because the whole world's in so much trouble. I'm not mad at you. You want to have a good time. I love it as much as you do, probably more. I like enjoyment. But we're in such a global crisis that I just stay focused, focused, focused. 80% of my waking time, the rest is with my children. And I've neglected them to a great extent. I couldn't have been a better father because I've been so focused on this. But what's frustrating is I know the enemy plan. And I know what they're doing. And I know what they're going to do next. Because they are basically been in control for 60 years. And they're getting greater control. So whatever they plan to do, baby, they get it done. Until now. The whole world's turning against them. They're getting way more resistance than they thought. I'd say 1,000% more resistance than they predicted. They did not bet on humanity. So here's the 35,000-foot view, then I'll give you the big news and drill into it. They planned on the COVID scare, basically still going on today. And they got people brainwashed for a while. Their mind control worked. Their psyops worked for a while, but then they weren't able to silence the citizens and the doctors and the good scientists and the good nurses, and so it backfired massively, and they've gone from 60% of the public taking all their poison shots to now they're getting 4% uptake on all their new shots and about 30% uptake all over the Western world on all their old ones that are just as bad. And I can go on from there. 80%+ of Americans, same thing with Europeans, in all major polls are against these wars. They just try to hide that information. People aren't pro-war anymore. Folks unified, I mean, upwards of 70% of Hispanic Americans don't want open border. It's higher than white people. They've totally lost the Hispanics. Blacks, triple the number supporting Trump. And I could go on for hours describing how, for the thinking public, and they come in all colors, shapes, and sizes, a beautiful people made by God, there is an irrevocable break with the system happening and a global political realignment. And the globalists built the current system. They've got tricks and scams, and we'll get into the European elections and talk about what really happened there with the communists and socialists winning everywhere in all the regional elections and all the primaries and all, oh my God, the populists were winning everywhere. They were winning by 50% in some cases, 40% in parliamentary systems. That sounds like we're used to a two-party system where they're winning by 40%. 40% is like winning by 80% in a two-party system. When you've got 15 parties and the conservative anti-globalist party gets 40% in the case of Canada or the case of Germany, you would think, or the case of France, 35%, you'd think, well, that's not a majority. How are they? The other parties are getting 5, 10, 15 points. But then they form coalitions in the parliaments to outvote that. So when you see the communist or Labour in the UK winning, or you see the literal communists winning in France, and you're like, well, wait a minute. The populist party was getting 35% of the vote a week ago. What happened? Well, again, they've got all these other parties that get their seats. They combine forces, and that's how this scam works. But I'm digressing. But on every front, the globalist agenda is all or nothing. If they can't keep knocking the dominoes down and keep the momentum going for the insane stuff, the transgenderism, the Satanism, the communism, the so-called free ride garbage, if all of that doesn't just keep falling in the way that they want it to go, they're going to lose because they're going for everything. But resistance is forming everywhere. We've gone from 3% resistance when I first got on air 30 years ago to 30, 40, 50%, depending on the country you're in, resistance. And there's no way if 30 or 40% of us don't comply with just part of their system, it's going to go through. That's why they're so panicked. And that's why they're trying to catch up to get their global government in place, to get their cashless society in place, to get their central bank digital currencies and their social credit score in place, because they need that control when the world economy goes belly up. And again, we're coming to the end of the Federal Reserve System, 1913, 100 plus years ago. What is that, 111 years ago? and similar systems were set up by the same families worldwide. So their bubble and all their quadrillions in fake debt that they put on us is coming to an end. So they need crises to get us in line in the angrier, destabilized world the WEF talks about, so that we'll accept the answer, the lifeboat they're launching for us of this cashless society, world government, mark of the beast system. But if they can't get the public to go along with that, well, they don't get to build the new system. They go to prison. And so that's really the big takeaway, is that the world financial system is already collapsing. Inflation is everywhere. It's expanding radically. And the globalists talked about this a lot. We've read their quotes here, played the clips, that they were going to blame that on other things, blame it on war, or racism, or global warming. People don't buy that. They are learning about the WEF, the IMF, the World Bank, the private Federal Reserve. And as that process that's been going on since the Federal Reserve began, it was fought in Congress, barely snuck through on December 23rd, 1913. No quorum call. Three senators passed it. Back then, there wasn't TV and radio. The public didn't even know what was going on until months later. And so now, all these decades and a century plus later, the learning curve is going straight up. And so, as negative as the news is we cover and break down here daily and nightly at Infowars.com and Bandop Video and Real Alex Jones on X, and the links that don't get censored as much as like MadMaxWorld.tv takes you to Bandop Video, whereas that link to Bandop Video is totally banned on places like Facebook, and you can still get MadMaxWorld.tv out. But I digress. What I'm getting at here is that their system is coming down. And they need to get us to buy into their new system. But if they're exposed as the people running the old system, why do you put the same people in charge of a new system that's so totalitarian, so Orwellian, so obviously Big Brother on steroids and a healthy helping of PCP? Now, that said, here's the big issue. There are millions of points and angles to talk about with this election, what's happening here in America. And I'm going to hit that first here in a moment in detail. But you first have to understand what's happening here is part of a larger global realignment. And so people are politically trying to leave the party they were in to go to another party, hoping for change. And most of the public's still not that educated on what's happening, so they're just randomly hitting panic buttons. But the fact that you're seeing such radical change in governments and systems so quickly shows that it's a juggling game for the globalists, and that they, in the end, are in deep trouble. And they know that, and they admit that. Now, that said, we can talk about Biden dropping out. We can talk about who's going to replace him all day. We can talk about all the angles of that, and we will. It's a very interesting soap opera. But in the larger equation, inside the federal government, inside Wall Street, Wall Street donated 95% to the Democrats against Trump. I've got articles right here. But suddenly, the Treasury notes and things are up again, and Wall Street is now saying, okay, we're going to prepare for a Trump presidency. You got town hall articles about that and New York Times articles. So Wall Street, in just the last week, is not shifting to support Trump. They are now changing their policies and what they're planning to do for a Trump's presidency. And I don't want to sit here and say they won't try to steal it. They certainly will try. But a landslide, they can't override. It's too big. That goes into the numbers, and I've talked about that a million times. I'm not going to repeat it. Well, like I said, well, they only got so many dead people and so many folks that have moved out of district with Zuckerberg's database to stuff ballot boxes and fill out fake ballots, okay? They only have so many bullets. It's like a video game, and the final boss takes 100 missiles to kill. And you get to the final level, and you got 80 missiles. They can't kill the boss. They don't have enough bullets, okay? And that's why people just turn out and show up and get people to vote, Trump will win. And I had Roger on last week, and he's like, while you were watching last Sunday, actually. And I love Roger. He's a great guy, really smart, one of the best political analysts out there. He's like, listen, I don't want to talk about what Trump gets in. I want to worry about what's happening now and how we get him elected. And I said, Roger, that's great. This isn't a regular show where we're trying to, you know, we are reaching new audiences, but mainly we've got activists that know what's going on. They want to get the next level intel and see if they agree with it or not, because a lot of our listeners are smarter than we are. In fact, on many subjects, you are smarter than I am. It's all about perspective and lifetime experience and training. So I learn from you, you learn from me. And I said, Roger, I believe he's going to be reelected. The evidence is overwhelming. And then what are they going to do in the 79 days when he's president-elect, where he's the president but doesn't have the power? That's when they've admitted they're going to cause civil unrest, total hysteria, you name it. That's a huge discussion area. But let's move on from that, because we're tomorrow's news today. You can get current analysis on what's going on everywhere. We'll do some of that. But people don't tune in here to get what's currently happening, because we already told you what was going to happen a year ago, literally, or 5 years ago. Trump has said this five times I know of in the last 6 months. He said it again 2 weeks ago, and the media spun it and said, Trump hopes there's a financial collapse. He didn't say that. He said, I'm really worried about the economy and this bubble and the inflation, and I think we're going to have a major correction and serious collapse. And if I'm handed the baton like Herbert Hoover, and the first week I get into office in late January of 2025, 5 months from now, 6 months from now, I'm going to get the blame. That's how the public works, and I won't be able to fix it. If it collapses now, I'll be able to put policies in that will mitigate it. And he's always an optimist and fix it. You're not going to fix this. You can, like, crash into the wall at 50 miles an hour or 100. I mean, you know, with Trump, it's 50 miles an hour. With Biden, it's 150. So, or use the plane landing. You know, an engine's out, the plane's out of control. Can the pilot land the plane? You still get a few broken bones. The landing gear breaks, slides into a building, you know, maybe kills a few people, but most people survive. Like, crash landing, survivable. Let's not sit here and lie to people. All right. We're either going to crash straight into the ground and we explode into a total deep depression, crime wave, total insanity, food services breakdown, infrastructure disintegration, hell on earth. The globalists are planning on that. Or we can come in with our nose up, wobble around them, landing gear breaks, and we slide into a hangar. And then the slides pop out on the side of the plane, and we get off, and the plane blows up. I mean, that's the good scenario versus just straight down on the ground. Yeah. So those are the discussions I have with my parents, my wife, my family around the dinner table. I mean, I'm literally like, who cares? We don't have much money in the bank. We just eat storable food. Get more. And, you know, stock the cabin in the woods, because this runs from bad to nightmare level, unspeakable. Okay. And again, I think all of you already know this. Most people can see the signs everywhere, but I'm just not going to lie to people. We need to get our asses ready. And I'd spend 90% of your chance trying to save the country, because that mitigates the crash. 10% getting ready, which I've never spent 10% of my time getting ready. I am now. Because it's that serious, it's that dangerous, and I'd be a liar if I didn't sit here and explain to you, in my perspective, maybe you disagree, we are screwed. Because, you know, a crash landing, you survive, is still horrible. But that's what I'm looking for. And maybe out of a miracle, the plane lands and everything's fine. Well, look around the world. Just the COVID lockdowns of 3 years in the third world, year and a half in the West, devastated supply lines, infrastructure, killed 80+ million people from starvation. They're all flooding up here, being used as a UN weapon. I mean, they've started dominoes. They already cut off 30-something percent of the fertilizer production worldwide. They're already cutting off most of the pipelines and oil drilling permits, not just here around the world. Russia up production is kind of saving a bunch of people and upping its... I mean, and I'm not trying to lionize Russia. They just are. So that's where we are. And you can talk about the 79 days from Trump being reelected in early November to January 21st, where he's sworn in D.C. And what are they going to do in that time? We should really be talking about that. Nobody else is. Remember last time I said 79 days of hell 4 years ago. I said they're going to try to steal the election. They're going to try to have civil unrest. They're going to try to have false flags. I had no idea. I'd walk right into one in D.C. It'd be that obvious. And I'm just telling you, 79 days of hell are coming in 120 days. But that's a side issue compared to what they're going to do when Trump gets in. They are going to keep it propped up, or the illusion. Here's how it works. The economy's already falling apart. Inflation's already out of control. People are spending their savings just to pay the bills. You know that. The minute Trump gets into office in January next year, just remember this, mark this down. That's why they want me off the air, because they don't want this to be played later. Just save this right now. The minute Trump gets in, you're going to hear all these stories about the collapsing economy and the problems and all the rest of it. Now, Trump is such an optimist, and he's so good at getting foreign investment and doing other deals. He may be able, in announcing Keystone's back open and all these, he may be able optimistically to defeat that. I'm just telling everybody that I would give it a 90% chance currently on our trajectory. And we don't talk about this lab for sure, that they're going to crash the economy when Trump gets in. And you've heard him five times I know of in the last 6 months say they're going to do this. So, yeah, Trump knows, I know, but I don't hear Republican politicos. I mean, they're all measuring drapes at the White House. They're all counting how much political insider control they can have. They're all getting their lobbying groups tuned up and preparing to buy their yellow Lamborghinis. And I'm not mad people like Lamborghinis. My point is, you know, like the last guys in the Trump administration he brought in. And it's just, they're just partying and, you know, what I'm telling you is, I'm trying to stop Viggo Mortensen's The Road level stuff. I'm trying to stop total collapse, war in the streets, cannibalism, mass death, burning cities, nuclear war. Great. If everything was fixed, everything's fine, and our kids aren't dying of fentanyl and the borders aren't totally open, great. Get yourself a red Ferrari. Great. If everything was fine, I had a ton of money, hell, I'd probably get one. But I just can't. It's demonic. When the ship is sinking and we're all on board to be polishing our Rolex, and that's what I'm trying to say is people better get their priorities straight and they better do it right now. Because I'm telling you, folks, you don't need me to tell you, but I'm telling you, we are in deep, you know what? We are in deep shit. We better be praying to God morning, noon, and night. I've prayed at least five times today. I got up at like 6 a.m. My wife and two younger daughters got up. I asked them to pray around the table. And then I did it again. I did it again. And then I went and had lunch with my parents. I did it again. And then when I got here to the office, I went in my office real fast, said another prayer. And right before I went on there, I said another prayer. And let me tell you, I usually say, you know, like a focused prayer once a day. I'll probably pray three more times today, folks, because I've got to get close to God. I got to get dialed in. Because the fact that I'm not running off to some redoubt in Utah or Montana or Wyoming, and believe me, I got folks that are ready to take us right now. The fact that I'm not evacuating, every moment is like, I'm not evacuating. I got to save the ship. And there's a chance to get the ship into port, folks. Use that analogy, a sinking ship in frozen water coming into port. It's 5 miles out, the ship's sinking fast. We're bailing as quick as we can, got the engines up as fire as we can, and that ship's going under. I'm like, get to port. It's around to save the whole ship. I could have already jumped in the lifeboats and gotten out of here, but the whole ship will go down if we do that. And that's even more dangerous. I'm fighting for my life, people, and you better realize that's what you're doing and get serious.
People don't know, by the way, so, you know, and I'll say this again, that that many moons ago, when I was just getting started in all of this, that I remember I used to come on with Alex in 2016 is when we started doing it. Met you at the RNC in Cleveland. We did the rally by the river.
Yeah.
With Roger and everyone's there. And Diamond and Silk were there. That was great.
Coming out here despite all the threats and exercising your sacred First Amendment, we salute you. InfoWars salutes you. And you are part of history. You are the future. God bless you.
Back then, even before I was at One America, I used to host Hour 4. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'd be like, and I didn't even know you back then. And you were, I was just some guy, and you're like, hey, your microphone's not good. So guys, Alex Jones sends me my first microphone that I've got set up in like a just like a spare bedroom in the house, and I'm doing it over my laptop, and goes, oh yeah, I gotta need someone to host hour four. So get in there, you just do it. I was like, what do you want me to talk about? It's whatever you want. I gotta go. And I'm like, I'm just some guy at that point. You know, I had been through 2016, and we had met, et cetera, et cetera.
No, but you were a smart guy.
But my point, though, is that people don't realize how much Alex does behind the scenes to help people. People don't realize how much that Alex is just generous with his time, generous with his resources. And that's a side. And by the way, spends time with your family. And, you know, something that I've always tried to say is, like, there's this media caricature of Alex Jones, and I'm like, that's not the guy that I've ever met. I've never met him. I've spent plenty of time with him. I've never met this guy. He sounds crazy. I don't know that I'd want to meet the guy that they take you out to be, because that's just not you. And so I just want to take the opportunity real quick to just say thank you for all the help that you gave me when I was getting started.
Well, thank you, Jack. But it wasn't because you were like, I was just, you were a talented, smart guy, and we're making great points. I'm like, well, hey, you need to get on air and you need to do more. We're going to go to break. He's going to take over. Abbott plugged in 3 hours. If we don't do that, we'll be gone. Infowarsstore.com, big sale. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. X2 back in stock. So pray for us. Infowarsstore.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. My dad 2 years ago said they're going to shut you down. He already developed the supplements. He went and set up a warehouse in North Austin. He's there, and he was right. So great products there. We've got the Next Level Foundational Energy. We've got the 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force and all the Nano Silver products. We've got the Rocket Rest Sleep Aid. It's so amazing. We've got the Top Brain Incredible Nootropic. Check it all out, the Nano Silver products, everything at drjonesnaturals.com. But let me tell you, Jack.
Alex, when you're working hard and you got a bunch of back-to-back flights, what's good? What should I go for?
These supplements are all so strong, I barely take them, but they all really work well. I take them all. I haven't taken any today. I should have, because I was up till 2 a.m. last night. But they're all excellent. They're all just clones of already best-selling products. Right,
I want to get some before I get back on that plane. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to tell you right
so
now
I
what
can
you
keep
want.
Rocking and rolling.
I'm going to tell you what you want right now.
Yeah?
You want... No, that's Rocket Rush. You need to sleep.
No. Well, we'll take that later tonight.
You want Next Level Foundational Energy.
There it is. Let me see.
And it's there's no speed in that. It's a methyl folate to break down.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
It's methyl folate to break down of what's in spinach.
There's a lot in here, too.
The folic acid, yeah.
There's a ton in here.
The point is, it's a great product.
This isn't one of the ones where they, you know, put the cotton in on the top so you only get a little bit. This is full.
You're nice to support us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
InfoWars, because there's a war on for your mind.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to be 100% clear. I don't say this to boast. In fact, that's bad luck. And luck is just stuff God, you know, likes. Bad luck's things God doesn't like. But when I tell you that the globalists, out of any talk show host, any operation, they hate this operation the most because I've got their number. Our guests have their number. Our listeners have their number. And they listen to the show. They're like, how the hell does this guy know all this? And when the feds, the CIA and the FBI funded all these big Democrat law firms to sue us the last 6 years, in depositions, they're like, who funds you? Who runs you? Who gives you orders? Because they could not imagine that someone knew all of this and wasn't being given it by some federal agency. You federal agencies, the stuff leaks, it comes out, you brag. You've got all these whistleblowers that have come out. I've been on there 30 years. I've been watching you. And I had family. People always spin this. Oh, God, Jones admits he works for him. He had family that worked in some agencies. No, they all told me how evil the government was. When I was a kid, a teenager, a little kid, then a teenager, my uncle worked for Army Special Operations in the CIA, high up. Iran-Contra, was in charge of building airfields and communications, and found out they were smuggling kids out of Guatemala. He was a great guy. He got out of it. He told me about it. Didn't tell me a lot of it until he was dying, and he was a great man. But the point is this stuff is going on. It's been going on a long time. This is as serious as a heart attack. And I'm going to get into the news right now. It's just that people have to understand, folks, this is real. There's all these thousands of channels and all this BS and all these lightweights. And believe me, I don't want to be the heavyweight. I don't want to be the most accurate guy. I don't want to be the guy that's the main target. I just want to stop these people. And the good news is folks are getting how it works now. And I see all these great talk show hosts and really smart people that finally aren't naive and finally aren't asleep, who can see it even better than I can and articulate it better than I can. Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan has a way of doing it. The list goes on. Jimmy Dore, Russell Brand. The Heritage Foundation used to be establishment Republican. They sound just like me now. And it's not about me. It's about understanding the broadcast, my films, the books, the information. It's dead on, folks. We don't hit a hole in one every time, just most of the time. But we get really close to the hole every time. If we were golfers, if this show was a program, if this broadcast was a golfer, we would be sinking the ball on average with two shots every time, okay? So just understand that analogy, and that's why they don't like us, because I've got their number, I've got their name, I've got their ass, and so can you. It's all right there. It's all in the Carnegie and the Tavistock Institute, MI6 documents in the 70s, how they were going to create the transgender movement and make sterilizing kids fashionable and cool. I mean, you just go down the line, and if you'll admit the horror of what you're facing, you can then beat it. But it's so horrible, people don't want to admit it. So, you know, I talked at the start of the broadcast about things that have blown up the establishment's face. The COVID, the borders, the transgenderism, just all their claims of, you know, we're going to give you free stuff, them trying to cover up inflation. Everything the establishment's touching is failing, because the public doesn't trust them anymore and is investigating and is learning. But another big one is Joe Biden. They wanted a corrupt pedophile who'd always been easy to control on a very short leash, who did whatever they told him. And we told you with Roger Stone 3+ years ago, the word was there was a deal that Biden would step down coming up to the convention when they told him to, so he'd get all the heat, and they could then just quickly, like Indiana Jones moves the idol and puts the sand on the lever, and that they would do that. But Biden was the guy they thought he could go a few more years. He's refusing to step down, just like I told you and Roger Stone told you and other sources told you hundreds of times here on this show the last 3.5 years. And now it's admitted. Jill was telling him not to leave. His family's in there, and they're like, dude, you're not really the president. You're a puppet of Obama and the deep state. You need to give up. You need to go away. So they're applying more and more pressure, indicting his son, convicting his son, all these attacks, letting Trump have a somewhat fair debate with him, showing him stumble down the stage. They're taking the protection away right now to get him to step down. And he's arrogantly saying, I'll never step down. He can barely talk worse than ever. But they're trying to spin this like, oh, it's a discrediting of the Bidens. No, it's a discrediting of the corporate media and the politicos and the systems that protected him and covered this up. It's another giant blow. Not as big as COVID discrediting them, but it's big. Not as important, obviously, as COVID, but it's still right up there close to it, because everybody for years said this guy's a doddering idiot with dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and a whole mix of those. And now it's all come out. He has all that stuff. His brain is rotting. He's like, you ever have like an extra refrigerator in the garage and you hadn't really filled it in a while for whatever reason, and like you go in there and there's a half gallon of milk's been in there for 6 months. This happened once. I don't know why I do this, but you dump it down the sink. You don't just throw it in the trash because you recycle it. But I remember a couple years ago, actually, my dad has a ranch, and he's got a little shack for deer hunting in it. That was the last time I did this. There was like an old thing of milk in there, like 6 months or longer, and it was pure solid. It wasn't just rotten milk. It was pure solid. Just you take the top off, bleh, bleh, big stinking chunks come out of it. I'm like, why did I do that? Why don't I throw this away? Biden isn't like rancid milk. He's not like turned milk, where it just has a little bit of a taste. Biden is like a solid green container of rotting milk. And now either they're doing this to discredit him as his handlers because they want him to quit, but I don't think that's the case because the little people around him want to keep him in power because they control him. They're trying to shove him out at multiple events a day now, and he is being even a bigger of a fool. He's absolutely discrediting himself and the whole system right in front of him, and they think they can suddenly discover that he has a rotten brain. They think they can suddenly discover that he's totally brain dead. And go, oh, we're not part of this. Like the most famous clip now is Scarborough saying, if you don't believe me and you don't think this is true, F you. This is the best Biden. He's just a genius. He's so smart. He's so incredible. He's so amazing. The fact that they just arrogantly gaslight and say this shot 100% protects you and is totally safe. And then now they admit, oh, I never said that. It's really good for you. Or it's really bad for you. And it's the same thing that they're out of ammo. Their lives don't work anymore. They've got tricks and they've got scams and they've got the money, but they don't have the people. Just like sand running out of an hourglass, every day they continue on, they become more hated, more ridiculed, more reviled, and the public then discovers every policy they support, every program they're behind. And so this is not the decline of the globalist establishment. This is them discovering they're already dead politically. So let's start getting the clips because I've already done 41 minutes of preaching here. Here is Biden, two clips back to back at a church in Philadelphia. He says, it's good to be home and it's just an incoherent mess. I watched the whole speech. I can hear the whole 5-minute speech. It's just incoherent babbling. And then he sits down, they start singing the main hymnal, and they say, please rise. And Biden sits there when the rest of the church stands up, and then he starts pointing at his handlers saying, do I get up? Do I get up? But he can't see or hear what they're saying, so he just sits there like a deer in the headlights. This is the guy in control of the nuclear codes, folks. And this is them in the morning thinking, well, it's the morning. Anybody knows about folks with dementia? They're a lot better in the morning, and then they sundown. Well, he's sundowning at 10 a.m. in the morning in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Here he is.
And I want to thank you for, you know, I said, Bishop, it's good to be home. And please sit down.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
And for radio listeners, he's just sitting there not knowing where he is, vacant stare, like an Alzheimer's patient. But when you go to visit grandma at the nursing home and you see the Alzheimer's patient sitting in the lobby, and then he keeps looking and pointing at himself, saying, am I supposed to get up? And there's wide shots of this, too. This is a close shot. And everybody else stands up, and he doesn't. I mean, this is supposedly the guy that beat Trump. By the way, Biden gave another speech and said, I don't care about the polls. I'm going to win. I'm going to beat Trump just like I beat him in 2020. No, sorry. He said, I'm going to beat Trump again in 2020. I mean, you can't even keep track of this guy. So here's David Axelrod, the establishment globalist, saying these are the facts of life. What's happened to Biden is the facts of life. He's got to go. Oh, like two men can have a baby? And all the other facts of life you say don't exist? But again, they can't suspend reality. Here it is.
It's just there are certain immutable facts of life. And those were painfully obvious on that debate stage. And the president just doesn't seem to hasn't come to grips with it. He's not winning this race. He's more likely, if you just look at the data and talk to people around the country, political people around the country, it's more likely that he'll lose by a landslide than win narrowly this race. And
now, here's Fox News host complaining that no major Democrat, including Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Hillary, will come on and defend Biden. Obama put out a statement last week saying, well, it's a bad night, but he's still our guy, while his own attack dogs try to get him to step down. So that's why I say I believe Biden will resign. I think I said by the 20th. Yeah, I did. So, or I know I said the 22nd. I forget what I said Friday. I said 2 weeks, so however long that was. So I believe he will resign, or to be clear, he will resign being the nominee. He will remain puppet president until the new inauguration, but that he will say that he is not going to be the nominee and that he will let others come in. Probably looks like more and more Kamala, even though Roger says Big Mike and he's rarely wrong and, you know, the rest of it. So there's a lot of moving parts here, but here's Fox News. Not a single guest was able to come on to defend Biden.
Now, before we get to our guests, I want you, the viewers at home, to know something. Our team has spent days reaching out to dozens of lawmakers and Biden advocates and allies. We've had numerous interactions with the Biden-Harris campaign. But not a single potential guest was either able or willing to join us on today's show to defend the president and his decision to stay on the ticket. So we will be having a conversation without that voice, which we have been working around the clock to avoid.
All right. So they've left him out in the cold. Now, here is the press secretary, the evil Raggedy Ann, saying that he had a bad debate because he was suffering from jet lag, his last trip being weeks before the debate. Here it is.
There's no question that international travel can be rigorous. I think the confusion is that he's still suffering from the effects of that nearly 2 weeks later. So can you articulate a little bit about, like, do you guys usually have accommodations for him after he does a trip that he's going to have jet lag for that long a period of time?
So can you, when you say 2 weeks later, what do you mean?
Well, the debate, he arrives back in the United States 12 or 13 days before the debate. So his explanation for a poor debate performance is jet lag.
So what I want to say is it's the jet lag and also the cold, right? It is the two things, and that occurred. And you all heard it in his voice when he did the debate, right? And it is not even something that we shared ahead of time. You heard it in his voice and we confirmed it. And I think that's important to note as well. Like, it is the jet lag and the cold.
This is the same layer that tells us there's no inflation. So here is a compilation of Biden in 2020 versus 2024. I'm going to go through some of these headlines where the Democrats are now calling for using AI to create a fake young smart Biden to fool the voters. They're that crazy that they're in major publications saying, let's just lie to the public. We know you've been lying for a long time, but now you think your secret weapon of AI is going to save you? Here it is.
Nobody making less than $400,000 will pay a penny more in tax under my proposal.
That's a promise.
That's a guarantee, a promise. I give you my word as a Biden. That's an absolute guarantee.
And you think it's a good idea to raise taxes when the economy's in dire straits?
Depending who you're raising them on. Look, if you're raising somebody who's making $1 billion a year, it's not a problem that they pay 39.6%, which everybody should pay, raise another $90 billion.
Did you ever watch the debate afterwards?
I don't think I did, no.
Well, what I want to get at is, what were you experiencing as you were going through the debate? Did you know how badly it was going?
Yeah, look. The whole way I prepared, nobody's fault of mine. Nobody's fault but mine. I prepared what I usually would do, sitting down, as I did come back with foreign leaders or the National Security Council, for explicit detail. And I realized about partway through that, you know, all the, I get quoted, the New York Times had me down at 10 points before the debate, 9 now or whatever the hell it is. The fact of the matter is that what I looked at is that he also lied 28 times. The way the debate ran.
Just 3 days ago, Biden said he's proud to be the first black woman VP to serve with a black president. Here he is.
I remember as a Catholic kid growing up in an area where we didn't like Catholics didn't get elected. I'm the first president to get elected statewide in the state of Delaware when I was a kid. Well, you know, I looked at John Kennedy and said, well, he got elected. Why can't I get elected? By the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president first black woman to serve with a black president. I'm proud of the first black woman in the Supreme Court. There's just so much that we can do because together we, there's nothing. Look, this is the United States of America.
And then there's Stephanopoulos, who he normally goes to for support, literally stabbing him, not in the back, but to his face, like Brutus, in the Roman Senate. Here's Stephanopoulos.
Let's start with the debate. You and your team said have said you had a bad night. But your friend Nancy Pelosi actually framed the question that I think is on the minds of millions of Americans. Was this a bad episode or the sign of a more serious condition?
It's a bad episode. No indication of any serious condition. I was exhausted. I didn't listen to my instincts in terms of preparing, and I had a bad night.
You know, you say you were exhausted, and I know you've said that before as well, but you came, and you did have a tough month, but you came home from Europe about 11 or 12 days before the debate, spent 6 days in Camp David. Why wasn't that enough rest time, enough recovery time?
Because I was sick. I was feeling terrible. Matter of fact, the docs with me, I asked them, they did a COVID test because they were trying to figure out what was wrong. They did a test to see whether or not I had some infection, you know, a virus. I didn't. They just had a really bad cold.
And did you ever watch the debate afterwards?
I don't think I did, no.
Well, what I want to get at is, what were you experiencing as you were going through the debate? Did you know how badly it was going?
Yeah, look, the whole way I prepared, nobody's fault but mine. I prepared what I usually would do, sitting down, as I did come back with foreign leaders or the National Security Council, for explicit detail. And I realized about partway through that, you know, all the, I get quoted, the New York Times had me down at 10 points before the debate, 9 now or whatever the hell it is. The fact of the matter is that what I looked at is that he also lied 28 times. The way the debate ran, not my fault, no one else's fault.
But it seemed like you were having trouble from the first question in, even before he spoke.
Well, I just had a bad night.
What a world where they're putting a literal person with dementia, hopped up on drugs, on national television in front of the whole world. But again, the globalists think doing all of this will demoralize us. No, it lets us know they're the bad guys. They're the ones behind this all. Let me show you some of the headlines. I've already played a lot of clips of this, but I want to go over some of these headlines. Overhead shot, please. Moment bumbling, Joe Biden calls himself a black woman in painful interview as he imposes 8 p.m. curfew on himself. Joe Biden's allies abroad think it's untenable for him to stay. World leaders everywhere. Bloomberg. Biden refuses to believe poll numbers as he plans to steal it again. Infowars.com. House Democrats bring out the big guns to block GOP's voter ID bill where you have to show an ID to vote. My God, total fraud. The dam's broken. Massive numbers of the top donors, including Disney, you name it, say, we're not going to give any more money if it's Biden. 5 House Democrats have called on Biden to step down. I mentioned this. Disney heiress announces halt to donations to Democrats until Biden drops out. And the New York Magazine, the criminals around him that are an oligarchy, they're covering up that he's mentally disabled, and so they're bad people. Yeah, but you went along with all of that. Axelrod, Biden's family indulging him by claiming there's a path forward. Yeah, in the larger clip that's in this article, he attacks Jill. So there you go. Just as we told you years ago, Jill's the one keeping him in. CNN's Van Jones, Biden seemed detached from reality during ABC interview. Well, you want us to be detached from reality, Van, but more and more we're not. The public's getting wise to you. And as soon as they care more about their life and what's happening in the country than football, it's game over. Because people aren't stupid. They're distracted. Biden, everything I do is a cognitive test. You're right. Everything you do is a giant joke and people see it. Fox News calls out Dems for refusing to appear to defend Joe Biden on air. Elon Musk, Americans haven't had a president for a while. Exactly. It's an oligarchy. of criminals, using him as their puppet. We all know this, but see, it's now mainstream news. Here's the big one I mentioned. Huffington Post calls for Biden campaign to fool the public with AI videos that make Sleepy Joe look younger and healthier. You've got to go read this and see it for yourself. They say, let's put out fake videos to fool the public. They're that desperate that they're admitting they lie to their readers and that they want bigger lies told. Just an admission here. Incredible article, Infowars.com. Now we learn, I mean, you actually knew about this a year ago, but it's now the mainstream news is covering it. Parkinson's specialist met with White House at least 9 times in the last year. And it goes on and on. Radio hosts who interviewed Biden claim White House sent questions beforehand. Well, they do that in all his interviews. That's not debatable. They're just now discovering this. But it is Kamala Harris's moment. People said it's Big Mike. People said it's Gavin Newsom. I thought it was Newsom. But she's got the money under law. She can't transfer the $100 million. They're now literally trying to push Kamala because she's another vegetable. Not from dementia, but whatever the hell she's on. She looks like somebody on Xanax or Valium to me. We're going to go to break, come back with all the military news, economic news, the hurricane set to hit Texas, and more. Second hour, please stay with us. But listen, I want to thank you all for your support. I can't do this without you. We're swinging for the fences and we're hitting home runs. But we can't do this fight without you. Plus, we've got great products you need. Make the decision. Make the commitment to go to our great sponsor that keeps us on air, drjonesnaturals.com, and get Rocket Rest, super clean, amazing, powerful, natural deep sleep that's so good for your whole body, your immune system. This is so critical. Rocket Rest, discounted. Next Level Foundational Energy isn't a speed, but it cleans out your cells and has a incredible energy effect with no letdown. This is incredible. Don't have an hour to tell you about it. Just get Next Level Foundational Energy, drjonesnaturals.com exclusively. We're selling out of this. My dad is selling out of this. But despite that, high quality, 30 parts per million, made by the top supplier in the U.S., same thing sold for $30 at Whole Foods. We normally discount it for $25 or $20. It's $12.98. You don't get this colloidal silver bullet for $20 in any store. Well, even when they discount it, it is $12.98. Silver bullets selling out quick. drjonesnaturals.com. And there are so many other great products like Kava Chill, Top Brain, the concentrated green fiber caps. It's all there, up to 57% off at drjonesnaturals.com. And I thank you humbly for your support. And I ask you to go there now and keep us in the fight. It's so critical for our future and your future together. Go to drjonesnaturals.com right now. All right, there's big sales at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll tell you about that next hour. We'll be right back, hour number two.
All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.